Belinda presents this unabridged recording of sex and shopping, the sexiest Wicked Word stories ever.
This recording contains adult-only content.
Toys by Stella Black. Stella, I told you, one toy only. But I want the AmiYumi doll and the AmiYumi cat. What's the point of having one and not the other? I told you, one toy only, and if you argue with me, I will take you into the car park, I will take your pants down, and I will spank you. Do you understand me? I considered lying down in the middle of the corridor marked Action Toys and remaining supine until he bought me exactly what I wanted. I am 5'3" after all, and 8 stone. Petite in one sense, but difficult to move in the other. Still, even I, immersed in lovely fantasy as I was, recognized that a 23-year-old woman having a tantrum in the middle of the toy palace might cause more problems with the security department than was necessary. He was a kind daddy, a good daddy, a cruel daddy, a perfect lover and role player, but he would not be able to explain himself to the outside world. The outside world would not understand. But the outside world at this moment was of no importance. We had our world. We were playing. He was hard, and I was wet, and it was bliss. But I liked defying him, but I knew it was risky. I knew that he meant it. I knew that if he became annoyed, if I overstepped the mark, he would tan my ass for me, and it wouldn't be easy. He had a hard hand, and if he didn't feel like using that, he used a Mason and Pearson hairbrush, or sometimes a paddle. It wasn't easy. I had the bruises to prove it. But somehow, I never actually believed he would do it. He could do it, until he actually did it. And here, in the Toy Palace, one of my favourite places, by the way, here in the Toy Palace, amongst the Weebles and Woozits, he just looked like any other good-looking 32-year-old man in a dark coat. The discerning eye would know that the coat was Gautier. He did have money, a lot of it, as it happened. He had inherited a fortune when he was 28, and he was prone to indulge himself as a result. He was a hedonist, but without the self-destruction that sometimes implies. And now, he was my big daddy. He loved it. I loved it. I was his naughty girl. We were free. I gazed, lost in the biggest toy shop in the world. Well, that's what the sign said. It was what the Toy Palace believed. The biggest toy shop in the world. This meant a fantastic kingdom of plastic and wood and primary colours. It meant that Barbie had a private jet, and the Star Wars Republic senator had a snake-like tongue with which to threaten his enemies. There were froggies and doggies and pony rescue and Playmobil sniffer dogs, all of which could be explored for hours on end. I never became tired of it, though the daddy sometimes became a little impatient and would take me hard by the hand and march me to the till where I was allowed just the one thing. Only one. Though no price limit. Well, even with that restriction, you try it. One toy in the biggest store in the world? I've spoiled you, Stella, he would say. I've spoiled you and I've created a bad girl. Rules were made to be broken. He made them. I broke them. The rule said I was to be polite in the shop, not ask for things, not whine or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?